Awesome. So welcome to the first PM101 Promoting Recreation conference call. And I just would like to acknowledge that I'm not in Whitehorse, so I had to look this up. I'm hosting from the Treaty 7 region in southern Alberta, and that includes the Blackfoot First Nation tribes and is also homeland to the historic Northwest Métis and Métis Nation of Alberta. So that's me, and I think I just heard a beep. So, Megan, was that you that just joined the call?
Yes.
Wonderful. Awesome. There's myself and Amy and Kelsey. All of us are in the chat. We have a pretty small group for this learning event, so don't worry too much about muting your call unless you've got lots of background noise. And I just had started the call recording and was just starting right off, so we'll jump into the call. So welcome. I'm so glad you could join us. So just to give you a little bit of background before we do introductions, this is the first learning event of a certificate in Northern Recreation Management. We have 12 learning events that we consider core learning events that make up the certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership that Kelsey and also Megan, you guys have both completed that. And this one has a series of what we call advanced learning events. So some of them are 4 weeks long instead of two. This one right now, though, PM 101, is only 2 weeks long. So we get into a couple of longer ones, sort of midstream, and then they shorten off again as well. So I'd like to welcome those of you back. I'll let you give your background about your experience with Recreation North as we jump into the call. And I just would like to start off with a round of introductions. So for your introduction, if you can tell me your name, your community, your role, your experience with the Rec North training program so others can know what that is. And then I'd like to ask you to choose a benefit associated with recreation that motivates either yourself or other people to action. And what I'll do is I will start off because that'll give you a chance to sort of figure out what you want to say. And I'm also going to put this question into the chat so that you can see what it is. So let me just copy that. For today, we'll go the order that we joined the call, which also helps to be alphabetical. It also happens to be alphabetical order. So that would be Amy and then Kelsey and then Megan. And I'm not sure if I heard a beep while I was talking or not. Justine, did you join the call?
Hi, yes, it's Justine.
Hi, Justine. Welcome. So we just got, there's five of us total on the call. So welcome. We're just doing introductions. I'm not sure if you're on a computer that you're able to jump into the chat or not. If not, no worries. So what we'll do is we'll go Amy, Kelsey, Megan, and then Justine. So that's the order that you joined the call. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself first. I'm Caroline Sparks. I think I've met all of you in some way or another, maybe not all in person, but at least through phone calls or online. And I'm Recreation North Learning Consultant and Trainer. I live in Whitehorse in the beautiful traditional territories of the Kwamundun First Nation and Tonquachin Council, and I've been in the Yukon for more than 30 years now, working in fields of recreation. I started off in sport and then also community development. And also over the last sort of 10 years, I've worked across all three territories. So I'm just on my way back from Iqaluit. So I'm actually in Calgary today. So one of the things that really benefits me about recreation is the stress reduction side of it. So Iqaluit was gorgeous, and I went for this walk, and I kind of forgot all the work because I was walking along the ocean, and I saw this big, huge, snowy owl, and it's sort of that nature outside piece that really motivates me. So when I see promotional messages, I respond much better to ones that have images of nature in them. That sort of speaks to me better as far as recreation. And most of my recreation is outdoors rather than indoors. So that's a bit about me. So over to you, Amy.
Hey, I'm Amy. I also live in Whitehorse. I'm the program coordinator for Elder Active Recreation Association. Before I was here, I was a fitness specialist up at the Canada Game Centre. I just will say this now, if I disappear at any point during this call, if you're calling on me and I don't answer, our office is open right now, so I've just muted it because somebody has walked in to ask for something. But hopefully nobody comes in the next hour. And then one benefit of recreation that motivates me, similar to yours, Caroline, like being outside. The majority of my recreation is outdoors, and partly it's about changing stress reduction, but also it's just like a really nice way to explore. I feel like the first year that I moved here, I was kind of just staying within city limits to do outdoor recreation. And then as my path in and around the city expanded, I just got to know the place much better.
Yeah, it's nice how you can start to be a bit more adventurous and get out there and find so many more opportunities. So it's important to help people who are new to an area to feel comfortable that way too. So Whitehorse is pretty big, and there's an awful lot of trails, and newcomers are often worried about things like bears and stuff like that. So, you know, when we're thinking about promotion of recreation, I think it's important to try and address some of those fears that people might have with being outside. So thanks for sharing that. Over to you, Kelsey.
Yeah, so I'm Kelsey. I am the active living coordinator for RK. So I live in Whitehorse. I grew up in the Yukon, though, and actually grew up in Tedlin. So one benefit of recreation that motivates me, and I think others in my community, would definitely be the mental health benefits that comes with recreation, that I think everyone who works in recreation knows about, but often gets forgotten about. But it's probably one of the biggest impacts that I've seen in my work in recreation, is just the amazing benefits that it can have on someone's mental health.
That's awesome. And you've worked a lot with youth, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, so I have predominantly worked with youth in recreation. I worked as the recreation programmer in Tesla for 3 years and worked mostly with youth, teenagers, and just got amazing results with the youth that I worked with how recreation and just being connected could have on their mental health. It was great to see.
Thanks, Kelsey. And Kelsey was one of the first participants through the Recreation North Training Program when we piloted it back in, 2017-18, I think it was.
I think so.
A little ways back. Well, welcome, Kelsey. Over to you, Megan.
Hi, my name is Megan Lenny. My community is Aklavik, Northwest Territories. I'm originally born and raised in Inuvik, Northwest Territories. My role currently is with the Western Arctic Youth Collective as a land-based coordinator. One benefit of recreation that motivates me or others in my community is being able to connect with the community, with the people. I recently kind of moved to Aklavik, so coming into a community that has a ton of recreation allows me to meet a lot of new people.
Yeah, that's a great point, is when you're new to a community, it's one way to meet people in ways that are not like through work or because, you know, things like that. So it's a nice way to find people who have similar interests. But I totally agree with you that recreation is a great way of connecting communities. So thank you. And do you want to share with everyone your background experience with the Recreation North Training Program?
Yes, sure. I started last year around this time with the Certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership, and then I kind of decided to go into the management this year. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. We're so happy to have you back. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
And over to you, Justine.
Hi, my name is Justine. I am from Beshiko, Northwest Territories. I'm sorry, I didn't get the question that you wanted me to.
Oh, let me pop it in again. It's just tell us a little bit about yourself and about your experience with the Recreation North Training Program, because I think there's a profile on our website with you and Megan. And then also a benefit of recreation that motivates either you or others in your community to sort of participate or be active or whatever it is. So, you know, what's so great about recreation?
Okay, so basically right now I am not working in recreation. I decided to take a break from working in recreation for the next year just due to like mental health and everything like that. But right now I am the executive assistant for client services, in which we are partnering, doing a lot of programs with recreation. So still a part of it. The benefits from it is, you get a lot of notice from the community. You get a lot of encouragement, supporters, and just able to help youth be more inspired to just join the recreation department or be involved somehow. It doesn't have to be like sports or anything like that. What I'm trying to promote with them right now is doing literacy week. But due to COVID and us being under containment orders, we can't really do that unless it's through Zoom. What else is there? Recreation. It's basically, when I was working with recreation, it gave me motivation to do more programs with the kids, be able to help them with like their after school homeworks and having programs set up for that. Also, I have worked with recreation for the past 10 years, so I kind of have like, an employment history with recreation, so that's pretty good. And there's a lot of there's actually a lot of kids that since I've taken leave and everything like that, they have been asking me to come back and to help with more programs, especially due to COVID and us being under containment and trying to do it through Zoom.
Oh, they miss you.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one thing that I remember from other phone calls that you and I have been on together through the Rec North training program is really your passion for recreation and making a difference in the lives of young people. So it must have been hard during COVID to not be able to have that close personal contact that you'd be used to.
Yeah, and so right now the recreation workers are they are the essential workers for the community. So right now what we have in place is we have checked out that the entrances of Beshiko and Edso, and so that the recreation staff are taking in names to make sure they get whoever's coming in and taking off from the community.
Right. Yeah, it's been a challenging year and a half, almost 2 years we're coming up to, I think. So, yeah, really, really challenging for those connections that we're probably used to making in person. Thanks for introducing yourself, Justine. I think even though we have a small group of you in this learning event, I think that it's a really nice blend. You know, Megan, you're working a lot out on the land and with the collective in Iqaluit and youth as well. Kelsey, you have a lot of background working with Boys and Girls Club and youth in your own community, and Justine too. And Amy brings a different perspective from fitness and also working with elders and seniors. So I think we'll have some really interesting conversations. So thanks, everybody. Most of our conference calls follow the same format. So we do introductions, then I'll do a bit of content, and then we'll have a couple of conversations. And it's nice when it's a smaller group. We'll just, you know, imagine the circle that we have going on and imagine where people are at. And we'll move on through today's conference call. So this learning event, Promoting Recreation of PM 101, introduces basic concepts, practices, and tools for any types of promotional activities that you might be doing in your communities. In the field of recreation, promotional activities can influence healthy lifestyle behaviors and increase participation in programs and events. And so if you've had a look at the presentation for this learning event, you'll see that on slide 4, it shows you that through this learning event, you'll be encouraged to recognize the many different purposes that promotional activities can serve. You'll be encouraged to explore some promotional strategies within the parks and rec sector, which I see some of you have already jumped into doing. And then you'll be invited to apply sort of a basic approach and practices to your promotional activities. So I really appreciate the opportunity for us to come together and to learn and to share from each other as well. So let's take a quick look at promotion within the field of recreation specifically. This was a really interesting learning event to create, and last year was the first time that we offered it. We had quite a different one when we ran our pilot, and I found that there's so much information when you think about promoting, marketing, advertising, branding, and so it was a bit of a challenge to try and pull something together that was meaningful and that we could have conversations about in 2 weeks, but I think that we've sort of wrapped our heads around it a bit, and I'm looking forward to your feedback at the end as to how it works for you as well. So there's many different ways to sort of explain the word promotion. Sometimes you might see promotion being part of marketing, but I think that in our field of recreation, promotion really covers a range of activities, and we do it for different reasons. So if you think about marketing specifically, marketing is usually about creating awareness of a product or a service while communicating to people its value. Advertising usually involves just notices or announcements in some form of public way, whether it's a poster or social media or something like that, to promote something that you're doing, like a program or a drop-in night at your center or something like that. Promotion, as is explained in slide number 6, if you happen to have that open, involves a series of activities. So it's more in recreation than just providing information or raising awareness. What we're also trying to do with promotion is influence the attitudes of people and to motivate them to change their behaviors. Some people refer to this as social marketing, but for this learning event, we're considering social marketing, advertising, and a range of other activities to be just part of what we do when we promote recreation. If you consider that promoting recreation is similar to planning and delivering a program, which you have all done, there is a bit of an approach shown on slides 7 and 8. And really, if you don't have them in front of you, that's totally okay, but it uses different questions. So we need to know why we're doing it, who we're targeting, what information we need or what information people will need to ask, and then we also need to know how we're going to do it, where we're going to do it, and when we're going to do it. So if you think of those 6 questions as sort of framing what you do in promotion, that gives you a little bit of a framework to work through it all. I don't know, have you guys... did you get a chance to watch the TED Talk that I linked this week, the Simon Sinek one? You can either answer yes on the call or just pop yes or no in the chat. I'm just curious. Anyone else have a chance to watch it or not yet? Yeah, if you get a chance to watch it, it's pretty cool because it's sort of, I watched it again today, this morning, and it reverses the way we think about promoting things. So we often in recreation, we think about promoting what programs we're doing, when they're taking place, who can participate. But what this encourages you to think about is the thing that really gets people to act is the why. And so it's just a 15-20 minute TED Talk, but it's so worthwhile watching if you get a chance. And this guy's actually written a book, but you don't have to go read the book, but just the TED Talk's really worthwhile. So why is the first question that we often ask, or we should be asking when we're thinking about our promotional activities? And I see that you guys jumped into activity number 1, which asks you to choose some of your top 5 reasons for promoting recreation. And what I found, I looked at all your answers together, and you said that your top reasons, the top ones that came out across the board, were about encouraging participation, letting people know what you're doing, and sort of branding, getting out who your organization is, so sharing information out with people. So that's kind of just an interesting thing for you to think about. So if you take a look at slides 9 through 13, or if you've had a chance to look at them, what they do is they offer different reasons why you might promote recreation. And so it's really important to think about this first. because the why will influence how you end up doing that. So you might, one of your whys might be to encourage participation in programs or events, and that's usually the most common reason why we do promotional activities. Another why might be to raise your organization's profile or your group's profile so that people see the value and better support you. And I know, for example, RPAID, which is the Recreation and Parks Association of the Yukon that Kelsey's in, that's a pretty important thing, because when people see that what you're doing and understand that why, then they're more likely to fund you when you ask for money. And that's always helpful. Another why might be to influence behavior so people become healthier. So if you think of some of the messages that Participaction puts out, that's really about influencing people's behavior. A lot of the messages we see today are around, like, getting vaccinated. So there's a lot of things to try and influence people's vaccination behavior. So that would be an example of why a certain type of promotions might be undertaken. And then one of the things that we don't always do so well in recreation, but we really have to think about, is promoting the benefits of recreation. So that's really the change that happens in your community. And I'll give you an example. Megan, you're in Iqaluit, and I remember hearing about at least 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, how there was they had to cancel circuit court in the community for a couple of rounds because there was nobody that was in trouble with the courts or with law or anything like that, because the recreation program was working so well and so strong, and that's what they really connected it to. So, you know, understanding how those benefits influence you know, changes in our community that are good positive changes, whether it's for youth or for elders or for the community as a whole. So once we identify the why, and I really encourage you to keep thinking about this why, we need to identify who our target group is. And I'll just sort of finish this overview and then we'll jump into a conversation. So the why, the target group is listed on slide 14. And what you might want to think about is how your target group and who you're going to be targeting your messages to and what information they need or want is really influenced by why you're doing it. So if you want people to participate, then you're probably targeting children and youth, elders, teachers. But if you want funders to notice you, then you're probably promoting things like the benefits or profiling your organization. So there's different reasons. Think of the why first and then who you're going to target. Or think of the target so that you really understand the why. If you take a look at slide 15, if you happen to have it there, you may remember sort of there's a bit of an analogy that recreation is kind of like a fortune cookie. And I know it's kind of it's not necessarily from our northern culture, but I think everybody at some point in time has had Chinese food and maybe had a fortune cookie, and you crack it open and you read the message on the inside. And so the way that you can think about it is what you see on the outside of that fortune cookie is kind of like our programs and our events and the facilities in our community and stuff like that. It's about what we see recreation is, but the why is actually on the inside. So you crack it open and you read this fortune or you read this really nice message to yourself. And that's the piece that we want people to really understand about recreation is what's actually on the inside of that fortune cookie. So it's interesting. We have to sort of think about it a little differently than what I think we tend to approach it. So when you're planning promotional approaches, you want to make sure that you inform and motivate people so that they respond or act in ways that you want them to. So, you know, you might want to, there's sort of three what's that you might want to include, and those are listed on slides 15 and 16. So they might, you might want to think about what the programs or services or events are, things such as a date and a location, what you want people to do. Do you want them to drop in, to volunteer, or to register? And what they will get out of participating. So you want them to understand what the benefit is for them. So I just want us to take a moment, and I'll come back, and I think that's a lot of talking on my part, so I'm going to turn it over to you guys. I'd like you to think about some of your own promotional activities and share an example of a message that informs or a message that motivates. And I know that you've started looking at those things already. So you can share something that you've already sort of explained or expressed, or you can apply it to your own community setting or your own experiences or something that you've seen. So here's my question. Think of promotional activities that you've either done or ones that you've experienced. And share an example of a message that informs and one that motivates. And while you think about what your answer is, I'm just going to pop that question in the chat so that you can all see it. Okay, and it doesn't quite turn out the way that I have it typed out, but the question again is, think of your promotional activities. In 30 seconds or less, or however much time you want, because there's just five of us on the call, share an example of a message that informs, and or, you can do both or one or the other, one that motivates. So here's a couple I collected from when we did this learning event last year. So there's one, get jiggy at the family fiddle dance. So get jiggy is the motivation part, and the family fiddle dance is the informational piece. It takes a community to raise a child, volunteer. That's a motivational one. Less money, more friends is something that somebody said too. I can't quite remember the context of that one. But then there's like, be a hero, you can make a difference. So that's a motivational one. And use it or lose it is also another example of a motivational one. So not to put you on the spot, Amy, but let's go in the same order as our circle. So I'm going to invite you to share either or both an example of something that you would use to inform people or one that you might use to motivate people.
Sorry, can I just ask? Somebody was just in here and I didn't hear. I'm just reading the question right now. I didn't hear any of that.
Sure, and I'll pop the question in there again too. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, Kelsey, how about you? Do you have sort of some examples of a message that you might have used to inform people about something or a message that you use to motivate people about something?
Yeah, sure. So recently on our social media, we kind of ran a campaign to link the benefits of recreation to mental health because more and more studies are coming out that show the link. So we did quite a few posts just that are very visual that had like one kind of large, almost I guess jarring or surprising quote from what they found in studies to get people's attention about how recreation and being outside can really impact your mental health. So one that we put up was that studies show that going out for a 45 to 90 minute walk in nature decreases negative brain activity. So I would say that's probably one that motivates and informs.
Yeah, that would make sense to me because you're sort of giving them the information about what they can do, but you're also motivating them with the messaging as well. So that's a good example of both.
Yeah, and then, of course, later on in the post, we did go into more detail, but we used a very visual picture with that kind of big quote to show, hey, read more to find out more about this.
Great. And do you have any examples of things that you've done where you've just been informing, for example? Maybe once where you have a program deadline coming up, like, you know, real leader program deadline coming up on October, whatever it is.
Yeah. So one that comes to mind and that I can see right now is we put out a very visual save the date for our fall recreation gathering. Yeah, and it was really just informative about this is the date of the rec gathering. This is who you email in order to register.
Awesome, thanks. So those are some good examples from your perspective of a message that might do both and a message that informs. So thanks, Kelsey. Over to you, Megan.
Hi. So I was like looking through and I realized I don't use that many like fun, informative quotes or quotes that motivate people, but I guess I was looking through a few of the posters that I made in the past. And I did a Unity quote for World Suicide Prevention Day last week or 2 weeks ago. And I noticed that I wrote the quote, how are we stronger as a community to support others? Unity quote comes so with us. And I guess that's kind of like a little motivational quote put into my poster. So I'm trying to encourage people to come out.
So your motivational piece was first, and then you informed them what they could do, because it was, sorry, I'm getting a bit of feedback. I don't know, are you guys hearing that too?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe if we're not talking, we can just mute our phone. It could be my phone. I've had challenges with it lately. So, Megan, what you're saying then is you weren't really aware of how you did that, but you structured it so that the motivational piece was first, it caught people's attention, it sort of tugged at their heartstrings, right? And then you told them what they could do about it.
Yeah, it was like an activity that allowed us to come together as a community, and then telling them how and where and when.
Yeah, and that's the YouTube video that I showed, that's exactly what they're saying. Like, you really have to reach at the emotional side of people first and then tell them the logical side. And it's kind of cool. He draws a circle on the flip chart and explains how that's also like your brain and how our brains work and how really a lot of the decisions that people make are based on their emotions rather than what their logical sort of thinking is. So, you know, structuring your message that way probably had a pretty big effect or impact on some people. That's great. Do you mind typing that into the chat just so that if it's okay with you, if I can keep a record of that? I know where to find Kelsey, so if you're able to do that, that would be great.
Okay.
And Justine, how about yourself? Do you have any examples that you've used or ones that you can think of that you've seen where there's different examples of either a motivational message or an informational message?
Well, right now, from what I see on the Facebook pages, they're just giving out information about COVID and the shots and about like how to be safe and get vaccinated. But in the past, what I did before this whole COVID thing was going crazy, we tried to promote kids and adults, or any, sorry, we tried to promote adults to come in with their kids so that they were able to learn together as they play. And I forget what it was, but I think it was called, I can't find the poster anymore, but I think it was called, Get Active with Kids or something like that. But we did many more posters after that, and basically just tried to get more, parents involved with their children in activities after work hours and stuff like that. Right now, what I know is they are promoting the Youth Ambassador Program so that they're trying to get applications and all that. Also with that, I also, like, I work with Creature Government at the moment, and so I'm helping with communications, and so we have a bunch of COVID information going out, public health information, and just like tutoring sessions, and yeah, just basically trying to just grab all angles of any situation in during this COVID containment order. We're just trying to help the community as best as we can through social media.
That's great. You shared a number of things there. I think, you sort of landed on what we're seeing a lot now. And I don't know if you guys are doing it in this in Beshiko, or I've seen it elsewhere, like in the NWT and even on CDC, sometimes they're putting stories out about why people chose to get vaccinated, and why that was important for them. And so they're trying to not say, go get vaccinated at this clinic on this date, but why other people have chosen to. So they're using that emotional piece to try and motivate people now to get vaccinated because, you know, keeping their families safe, keeping the kids safe, making sure kids can still go to school, you know, a whole range of reasons. So that's a really good example. You started off with talking about your program where you're trying to get the adults to come with kids, and I'm sure you guys have all heard the, it's almost like a cliche, like a quote that's overdone now, but the one, like, it takes a whole community to raise a child, and that's something that really has made a, you know, people, you can put that on your poster and then say what your program is, right, and people recognize that, and again, it's...
And also, with that, I'm actually...
Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. But actually with that, a group of my friends and I have actually, this is going to be our second year, we are doing a winter coat drive for the community, and we did it last year, and it was a great, like, it was a great outcome and everything, so we're doing that again, and I can actually share the poster with you guys.
Oh, cool. If you want to put it in one of, if you want to post it in the forum for the week, that would be so great.
Yeah, I can do that.
Does it have some of that messaging that's like not just what to do, like, you know, share a coat, but why?
Oh, no. Basically, it says that we are looking for your new gently used winter clothing. We're accepting all in any clothing unwanted to help those who need it, and for those who need equal access to warm winter clothing during the colder months. And what we wanted to do with this is that we actually wanted to make this a yearly thing so that it's provided to, like, the homeless people in our homeless shelter. Not only that, but it's also going to be going out to all other region or other communities in our region. So that's what we're hoping to do.
Oh, that's great. And you know, messages like, you know, it's our whole community's responsibility to care for each other, or things like that, are the types of messages that are get to the why and the motivational piece, right? So super important. Thank you, Justine. Amy, would you like to jump in if it works for you, with sort of some messages that you may have used in the past around informing or motivating?
Yeah, I think I haven't had that much opportunity to do it because I just started here a couple months ago, and we've only really got one program running right now. But one of the sort of most effective tools that we have is the newsletter that we send out every week, that just kind of keeps people updated on what's going on. I get lots of feedback from members on that. And then otherwise, it's a funny mix of, like, we have Facebook and some online stuff, but a lot of seniors don't even have email addresses. So, I think a lot of it is kind of word of mouth and then, postering in places that our membership frequents, and then reaching out to other organizations that work with seniors to see where we can cooperate and partner.
Yeah, so, you know, some of your messages this year about programs might be more informational, right? Like, come to carpet bowling, to the Canada Game Centre. But then along with that messaging, like, you know, I know Elder Active has a lot of people who participate in your programs, but, you know, there's also a group that I know people aren't reaching. So, you know, some of the messaging might be trying to figure out how you can motivate or encourage or reach those people that aren't coming to the program. So, you know, maybe things about make a new friend, come and meet new buddies, you know, get out of the house for a bit. We're all tired of COVID. Types of messages that might reach a little deeper than just, here we've got this program. So, it'd be interesting to take a look at some of the messaging that you're using with that new lens on and see, you know, do you have a combination of both, or are you primarily doing informational versus motivational, and could you shift it somehow too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for sharing. And if anybody else would like to pop anything in the chat as far as using an example like Megan's done, go ahead and pop it in there. That would be wonderful. I think that's a really interesting conversation. I love talking about this because I think that, you know, and going back to the YouTube video, he talks about how we often use our logical brain, like we need to know, we know that we need to think about what's happening, when it's happening, like all those basic sort of questions. But that, again, as I said, that emotional side is the side that actually drives our behavior and some of our decision making. Like we might logically think through something, but if it doesn't feel right, we still might not do it. Or if something logically doesn't make sense, but it feels like so powerful that we want to do it, we might actually act a different way than what we logically think is correct because our emotions are connected to that sort of more like the, I guess, the less cognitive part of our brain, the deeper part of our brain that drives what we do. So it's just interesting to really think about that from a promotional perspective. So what I'd like to do is wrap up our conference call for the day. And I just have a question for you based on today's conversation and also what you may or may not have read in or what you might have read already or experienced already in the learning event. And I'm just wondering if you think about your perspective on promoting recreation from, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I just wonder if perhaps your perspective has shifted slightly, and if you think that there might be something that you now might do differently when you jump into your promotional activities. So I'll put that question in the chat and repeat it once more, and then I will, let's start. Amy, I won't put you on the spot. I'm going to put Kelsey on the spot first, if that's okay with you, Kelsey. So the question so has your perspective on promoting recreation shifted? Something you might say now in your promotional activity. So over to you, Kelsey.
Yeah, so one thing that going through this course that really impacted how I have been thinking about our promotion was actually watching that TED Talk, where I knew everything that he was talking about, but somehow just the way that he said it made things just really click in my brain. So I am trying to be very conscious right now about the why of what we're posting, because RK has been looking at our branding on social media, so it kind of all just clicked into place. So it definitely made me look at like our branding on social media and what we're posting and how we're posting just a little bit differently.
Awesome. That's great. I'm glad that that was helpful for you, Kelsey.
Yeah, it was super informative and helpful. Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, and apparently he wrote a book, and it's a really good book. You know, I haven't read it, but.
Yeah, I might have to look at getting that, because I just really like what he was saying on that video. Like, it just made a lot of sense to me.
That's great. Thank you. Megan, how about yourself? Has your perspective on promoting recreation shifted, and is there something that you might think about doing differently in your promotional activities, or are you pretty happy with the balance that you have in how you do things?
I think I like the idea of creating, like, a motivational quote in the, like, forefront. I noticed when I was looking through the posters, I don't do that enough, like, almost something to attract someone's eye by, like, throwing in a catchy quote and then they'll read my poster more. I noticed it's kind of really difficult, especially in a small community, to get people involved. And then I also noticed other day throwing in like a really bright color and making sure you print it in color and then putting it in a poster. Like if I put it downtown, I noticed I'll walk by and I'll see my poster a lot more compared to things that are just black and white.
Ah, so not just sort of catching people's attention by the words, but also by the look of it as well.
Yeah.
And I think color speaks to us a lot. Like, I really like blues and greens and things, but they don't always stand out. So, you know, right now I'm looking at a picture in my sister's living room and there's lots of yellow in it, and my eyes keep going over to that yellow. So I think, you know, our brain also responds to different colors in different ways too.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Justine, how about yourself? Has your perspective now on promoting recreation or promoting whatever you're working on shifted a bit? And is there something that you might do differently in your activities? Or do you feel like you've got a good mix already of how it's working?
I think my perspective changed a bit just due to, like, before, like, mental health and stuff like that. It changed as I changed my position and my title and everything like that. I think I would change more of the advertising and managing how the programs run and how long. Other than that, I think everything else is good, kind of ish. It just needs a few adjustments here and there.
Yeah, and I don't know if we ever get it right, right? Because people change and the way we look at things changes. So I think just being aware of those slight tweaks and shifts as, you know, every time you do something is really great, to a great approach. So thank you for sharing that. And over to you, Amy. How about yourself? What are you thinking about your promoting recreation? Is your perspective pretty similar, or do you think you might look at things a little differently moving forward?
Yeah, looking at things through that motivational lens rather than just, like, here's information about what's already happening is a good way of looking at it, I think.
Yeah, I like how you call that a lens, because that's a good way to sort of describe it. It's trying to put that motivational lens on everything that we do, and not to take away the informational piece, which people obviously need if we want them to do something, right? But just to add that, whether it's, using color, like Megan mentioned, or using, you know, different types of quotes, or like how Kelsey mentioned, you know, specific, sort of thinking of it from a different angle with the benefits. So that's great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining the call today. I noticed that some of you have already jumped in and worked on your RLA, which is your required learning activity for the week. It's due on Sunday, and I really encourage you to read what each other posts. It should be a bit easier because there's just four of you in the learning event. But this week's RLA asks you to explore a promotional campaign. I've listed some, or you can choose your own. So you can list it. Choose one of the ones that's on slide 19, or pick something different. You can even pick one of the vaccination ones that's going on right now, or anything like that. And then there's a number of questions. The questions for you to answer about that promotional campaign are in the forum, activity 3, but also on slide number 18. So thanks to those of you who've already shared yours, and I'm looking forward to reading the other ones as well. And I just would like to say that usually when I stop the conference call recording, you can stay on the line if you have any questions, and I'm happy to chat further once I stop the recording. And if not, next week? Oh, no, it's not your guys' call. It's my other learning event where it lands on September 30th. So we're good for next Wednesday at the same time for PM 101. So thank you so much, Masi Cho. Thank you for joining the call today, and I wish you a wonderful afternoon. And please stay on the line if you have any questions.